Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us in this Memorial Day holiday. Tonight, we'll look ahead to the big third-round U.S. Open Cup match between the Rhinos and host Philadelphia Union with our special guest, former Rhinos and current Union keeper Chase Harrison, and the host of Philadelphia's top soccer radio show called Vuvuzela, Eric Nash. And we'll have Dick Howard on as well. We'll be talking about the upcoming Euro 2012 tournament and the big match in Canada this coming Sunday as the United States travels to Canada at BMO Field in Toronto to face the host Maple Leafs. Sam Monjovi is off this weekend, so let's go to our host, Joe Sirianni.
Well, good evening, everyone, and ciao, Andrew, you know, in the Italian way, as we greet one another. And, you know, I'm glad to be here with you and talk about soccer and this beautiful day. And we look forward to talk to those, you know, those people that make soccer famous.
That's right. And just for full disclosure, we are taping this show in advance due to the holidays, so we're taping it Friday morning, so you will not have any news on the Rhinos matches and the Flash match this coming weekend. So we're going to start our focus on the big Open Cup match tomorrow night, 7:30 at PPL Park, as the Rhinos will face Philadelphia Union for the very first time. And Joe, our special guest, certainly knows Rochester and Philadelphia soccer.
That's for sure. And, you know, based upon our prediction or my hopes, I think that Rochester will give the Philadelphia team a run for their money. I think that they, even though they are on the road and they play two games consecutively, I think that they're going to be rested and willing. Sometimes the adrenaline it's what counts the most. And based upon what we know about the Rhinos, I think that their chance of coming out as victorious are good.
And, George, first thing we're going to talk about in the show tonight is the U.S. Open Cup match on Tuesday. The Rochester Rhinos go to Philadelphia to take on Philadelphia Union. It's going to be a great match, I think, on a PPL Park. Wish we could go, but hey, during the week it's tough.
Exactly. I'm really excited for the Rhinos because they have proven to be a great team. They got all that it takes to be able to give Philadelphia a very good game and perhaps come back with a victory. And I really think that on a given day, anybody can beat anybody. Even, you know, look what happened with all the team from minors or the amateur league that they have won against the established club,
club. Well, one of the guys who's certainly going to try to stop the Rhinos from winning on Tuesday, hopefully he will be able to play in the match, as he did pick up an injury in his first MLS start last week against Dallas. We're happy to be with former Rhino and current Philadelphia Union keeper Chase Harrison. And Chase's appearance is brought to you by chiropractic Dr. Frank Grayson of Brighton. Number to call is 271-6080, or check him out on the web at graysonchiro.com. Chase, thanks for being with us. And again, congratulations on getting your first start in MLS against Dallas.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you all bringing me back on.
No problem. We're very proud of you. We're all proud of all the Rhinos that make it to the big leagues. I know you've had a long road to get to where you are. You had spells with a number of different teams, the Columbus Crew, D.C. United, and, of course, played with Harrisburg in the USL Pro League. And now you finally got in with Philadelphia. And as it seems it usually is with goalkeepers or starters, when there's an injury, somebody steps in and they make a big splash. I know that the Philadelphia fans and the writers were very impressed by your performance against Dallas in a 1-1 tie.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where, you know, in professional sports, you're always trying to prove yourself. And the coaches, you know, have brought me in, and I wanted to have a good game for them to show that I deserve to be here, and also just to prove to the fans, you know, they didn't know too much about me before I signed here. So, you know, you always need to show that you're worthy of being on any team. And, you know, I was happy I had that opportunity.
Jess, the aspiration of any players from the beginning to the, you know, to maturity is always to go to the big club. And, you know, you just like Andrew said, you have traveled a little bit, you know, to get where you are right now. Just tell us a little bit, so, you know, for the young kids that are listening to our program, you know, the tenacity and that you got to have, you know, in order to go from the start to where you are right now.
Well, I mean, I think that my story is a little bit unique, but I think a lot of young players can relate to it. You know, I wasn't always handed the, you know, the big opportunities, and I had to fight for every opportunity I got. And, you know, coming from West Virginia, it wasn't a huge soccer state, so I really had to go out and promote myself and work my way into a college team. And when the opportunities came up, you know, I was prepared for it, and fortunate to go from Virginia Tech and have an opportunity to go into the pros. And, you know, sometimes things don't always fall into place, and it's taken me, you know, 6 to 7 seasons to get to this spot. And if you want something bad enough, and if you have the desire to do it, if you continue to stick with it, you know, anything can happen. So, you know, sometimes you have to make your own luck.
Absolutely, and you got a chance to get the start. Now, tell us about when you found out that the regular keeper for Philadelphia Union had a slight concussion, I believe. So you stepped in there, and what was it like stepping on the field for your first MLS start?
It was great. I thought I would be a little bit more nervous than I was, but it's just been, you know, I've been preparing myself for this situation for the last 7 years, and I felt really confident with, you know, I've just needed the opportunity to show that I deserve to be here, and so I just tried to go in with the mindset of, you know, just play my game, do, you know, play inside the realm of what I can do, and hopefully things will fall into place. So, you know, I was fortunate to have the opportunity to have a couple of days before the game to kind of mentally prepare, because Zach had the slight concussion early in the week. So, it helped being able to have a few days to kind of, you know, just slow down and think about it and process everything before the game actually started.
Chase, you know, one of the things that the goalkeeper job really is important is the communication skill that you have with the defender, and of course, because those are the people that in front of you, they can help you or kill you, you know, to put it in blunt term, because how, you know, in the short time that you've been there, or prior to you going assuming the responsibility of a goalkeeper in a key match like that, I mean, you had their communication with them. How do you relate to that?
Yeah, well, the coaching staff does a great job of getting all the goalkeepers into the mix. So, you know, I've worked during training. I work with a lot of the first team guys. So when the opportunity does come up, you know, everyone's comfortable with each other. So, you know, through training, you understand other players' strengths and weaknesses, and they understand your strengths and weaknesses. And when it comes onto the field, you play into those strengths. So I think that a lot of it just comes from the training environment that the coaches put us in. And
here with Chase Harrison of Philadelphia Union. Of course, Union will host the Rochester Rhinos on Tuesday in the U.S. Open Cup. And for full disclosure, we are taping this show in advance on Friday. So, Chase, unfortunately, you're not going to be on the trip to Toronto that's happening. It happened this past Saturday as people are listening to this because of an injury you picked up in the match against Dallas. Tell us what happened and how the recovery is coming.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. In my first MLS start, before that I've never rolled my ankle and I've never hit my head on the post, and I seemed to do both of those in my first MLS start. So early in the game, I whacked my head pretty good on the post, but luckily, you know, there wasn't any concussion symptoms and everything is fine with that, so I feel like I really dodged a bullet on that one. But in the 50th minute, I came out on a cross and landed on a guy's ankle and just rolled my ankle. And bothered me then, later in the game, probably around the 80th minute or so, a long cross came to the back post, and I came across and had to do a kick save, and it hit right on the ankle again, so rolled it again there, and then in the last couple minutes of stoppage time, came out on the ball and had contact from a player and rolled it again. So it was an aggressive game. We'll see how things go. You know, it's a day by day type of injury to see how the strength comes back and mobility. So you know, hopefully I'll be training early next week with having the weekend off to kind of rest it, and we'll just have to kind of see how it goes.
Is it a strain or is it a pull?
Say that again?
Is it a strained muscle, a strained ligament, or is it a pull?
It was a sprain. So.
A sprain, yeah.
Did they use a lot of magic spray on you in the match when that happened?
Well, the situation that kind of happened, the trainer didn't come out until the third time. And we had already used our subs, and it was a physical game. We actually, two of our players had to sub out for other injuries. So it was one of those situations where, regardless, I wasn't going to be coming out of my debut, and even if I wanted to there at the end, you know, we didn't have any subs. So.
But especially in a 1-1 game, you can't give the other team a possible, you know, winner in the last couple of minutes with a player playing to go into the goal. So
yeah, they would have to drag me off that field. There's no way that I was going to be leaving the game field on my first MLS game, that's for sure.
And just to summarize a little bit, you know, you played with different club in the lower league, and now you're in the big league. What is, you know, I know that it's a big difference, but what's the biggest difference that you see, you know, as a player, as a full professional player, let's call it that way, because you're in the big league now versus minor league?
The biggest, everyone says it too, and it's so true, the biggest thing is it's really just the speed of play, just how people's vision, how quickly one touch, two touch, the ball is pinging around, and the actual pace of the players. You know, a lot of the outside wingers have great speed, so I think just the overall vision and speed of the game is much faster.
Well, of course, Chase, Tuesday, tomorrow, as this is being heard over the radio and online, the Rhinos will go to Philadelphia, and they will face Union, the first Open Cup match that Union has ever hosted. How do you see that match from a Philadelphia Union standpoint? Is the team going to be going all out to win this match, or we may see some of the second team players playing?
Well, first I want to say congratulations to you guys. I mean, you guys have had a great start to the season. I foresee that we'll take this game very serious. We have a bit of a break after this game, depending on the result. So, I mean, I think that you'll see a lot of the first team players out there, and we always want to go out there and win.
How do you think the fans are going to be for this match? Do you think you're going to get a big turnout at the game?
I think we will. Just with how the stadium's set up, where fans have been coming out great. We've sold out the majority of our games this year. I think that people are excited that we're hosting the Open Cup this year that, like you said, we haven't done in the past. So I think that there should be a pretty significant crowd.
You know, the difference between playing in a stadium with several thousand people versus several hundred people is certainly a stimulus for whoever the home team is to be able to do well. So I can't say that I've always been a fan of yours and wish you the best of luck. But in the event that you play against the Rhinos, I just hope that a better team wins.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's going to be a great match. And
Chase, we hope you do play again. Obviously, we want you to play against the Rhinos. I think it's a great story, and I think the fans will love to see you out there playing against your former team. And we hope you have a quick recovery, and we'll hopefully see you on the field on Tuesday at PPL Park against the Rhinos.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Chase. Have a good one. Chase Harrison here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll continue our preview of tomorrow's U.S. Open Cup match between the Rhinos and Union with the host of the Vuvuzela Soccer Radio Show in Philadelphia, Eric Nash, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kooja Kooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
If you get in a car accident, your insurance rates could go up by 40%. Now, they don't have to. Introducing Accident Forgiveness from Allstate. Your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Car insurance should be more forgiving. That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The Rochester Rhinos are back home at Salins Stadium this Saturday, June 2nd, in USL Pro League action against the Richmond Kickers. Kickoff is at 7:05. Rhino season and single-game tickets can be purchased at the Salins Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. Don't forget, group sales discounts are also available. Get the complete 2012 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of Rhinos action at Salins Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on the special Memorial Day pre-taped edition. Andrew Batista here with Joe Sirianni. And we're talking about, of course, the U.S. Open Cup third round tie coming up tomorrow evening, 7:30 p.m. at PPL Park in Chester, Pennsylvania, as Philadelphia Union hosts the Rochester Rhinos. And, Joe, we're going to have with us an expert on Philadelphia soccer.
Well, that's, you know, that's a plus that for Soccer Kick in the Grass to have the connection with someone that is so keen on soccer and so knowledgeable. So it's a plus for our show.
And we're happy to be joined by the host of the original soccer show in Philadelphia, Vuvuzela, Eric Nash. And Eric's appearance brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. More than 20 locations in the Rochester area. One number to call, 234-5555, or go to salvatores.com. Eric, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Andrew. Hey, how you doing, Joe? Great to be here this morning.
Thank you very much for being on our show.
Eric, I tell you, it's we're looking forward to this match against Philadelphia on Tuesday. We last year we played an amateur team from the Philadelphia area in the first round of the Cup. But if you go back in time, you know, the Rochester Lancers and the Philadelphia Adams and then the Fury. So there's definitely a connection there with soccer between Rochester and Philadelphia, where it's always been a big soccer city, Philadelphia.
You're right. It was last year was the Phoenix Athletic Club or football club. You actually sent me on a scouting mission. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, that's right.
So I discovered some interesting stuff in my own backyard. So thank you for that. Actually,
well, Eric, just tell us a little bit about the Philadelphia Club and how do you see it?
Okay. Well, the Philadelphia Union is in their third year and they're having a very tough season. Coach Novak, Peter Novak, who we call Coach Napoleon, okay, is really getting under the Philadelphia supporters' skins lately. The team is playing poorly. I believe in 10 games we have 8 points, and we're probably the second worst team in the power rankings, only ahead of Toronto, who we happen to play this weekend. But things aren't going very well. Coach Novak, unfortunately, just recently traded our captain, our only captain, Danny Callis, who was very, very much beloved by the fan base for the allocation money, which no one really knows what that is, okay, around here. And they, as you also know, they traded our best goal scorer, our historically, Sebastian Letoux, right before the season started. So, you know, the team kind of lost their face. They're moving players around a lot. Not getting much information from the coach or the front office, and it's getting very frustrated. We never know the people that want to write and talk about the sport. It's very hard to know what's going on with this team. We don't know the formation or the starting 11 until they're basically announced at the stadium, and it's rough. And the team has been, you know, some say they're playing better. They had a decent showing at home against Red Bulls, where they actually scored 2 goals, which is huge if you followed our season at all. And then they followed that up. They beat Schalke at a friendly in Philadelphia as well, and they got a game against Toronto. So they may actually be riding some sort of a high. I'm sorry, they also had a tie at DC last week. So they're looking pretty good. I mean, I guess this might. We're looking at this as a big, you know, big time in the season, and I think, you know, obviously, they're looking at this cup game, guys, as being big. One, because there's never been a cup game at PPL Park in Chester, outside of Philadelphia, and I believe the Union are 0-2 in all their cup matches. So, you know, they're I think they're going to play this one very seriously to win. I don't think there's any way that they'll be looking. They'll be looking beyond this game.
Absolutely. I know getting some results in the Cup can often propel a team to do well in the regular season. So it's going to be a tough match. And looking at the Philadelphia roster, it's amazing to me. Only 3 players have scored goals this year for Philadelphia. A couple of international players we're going to talk about in a second, but the one player I think everybody knows on the Philadelphia roster is Freddie Adu. He's played here in Rochester a couple of times, once for DC United, once with the under-20 men's national team. So certainly a very well-known player. He's had a goal and an assist, but I know there's been some issues with him as well with Coach Novak. So who knows if we're going to see Freddie on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Andrew. Freddie Adu. Yeah, I mean, when does potential become unfulfilled potential. You know what I mean? He's still very, very young. I think he's only about 22 or 23 still, okay? You know, he's just been around forever. But, you know, he had a very, he was playing his best game against Red Bulls, who were leading the Eastern Conference. He was having his best game, and then he got a straight red card for a dive, okay? And Freddie, to his credit, who's really, really a wonderful, honest young man, good fella. He basically said, you know, he was upset because if you look at it, it really was a bad call because he didn't dive. He lost his balance. And, you know, if you look at the replay, which unfortunately the referees can't, you know, it was a pretty bad call. And it's a shame because he was the best player on the pitch that particular day. So obviously he missed the game against Dallas. So, you know, maybe he's turning the corner, and I hope so. It's very hard. I think what they were playing would be more that they've been playing one guy up front, you know, one striker, and that's been Pahui. And they went with a double striker up front. They had a duo kind of playing, so they almost had two or three forwards, it would seem. You know, it was a very offensive-minded team, and they did well. Now, I don't know if that was because the Red Bulls' defense was basically Swiss cheese. It was terrible, in my opinion. I was watching the game live. Or the Union finally, you know, abandoned the one man up front and went to a more offensive style. And we'll see. And I think that'll be – my question to you guys is how good is the Rochester back line? Because I think that's the issue. If they have a strong back line or a tall – We have short players for the most part, and if they're a strong back line, the Union, I think, will have a problem scoring.
Well, right now the Rhinos, as we tape this, the Rhinos have played, was it eight matches total, I believe, and they give up one goal in eight matches.
We have a great goalkeeper.
Christian Nisch is from Germany, 6'5", very confident, a lot of experience. And we also have, besides the captain, Troy Roberts, who played in MLS with the Galaxy, we brought in a Greek defender who played in Italy's Serie B, Georgios Kriassis, and he's very strong, very big player, and the central defense is strong, and then we also have Cuevas Kirk on the outside, who has played for a number of teams in MLS. And on the right, we have a couple of different players we have some options with. On the left side, Danny Earls could play in the back, who's played with the Colorado Rapids. And also up top, we now have Tam McManus, who also played for the Rapids. Mm-hmm. And then the leading scorer, J.C. Banks, who has scored the most goals this season, second year with the Rhinos. He scored in 10 matches, and the Rhinos have won all 10 matches. So he's kind of definitely a key guy, very speedy on the outside. So,
and very skillful.
Very skillful player. So looking at the Union lineup, looking at the two big guys that we have to watch, besides Adu, obviously, Gabriel Gomez, the Panamanian international, actually scored a goal against the United States in that big win that Panama had back last year. And then you mentioned Leonard Pahoy from Colombia. He has three goals this year. So a couple of dangerous offensive players for Union.
Pahoy, I believe, you know, has three goals in the last three games, which means that obviously he did nothing in the first, you know, seven games or eight games. He definitely was one of the people that certainly benefits from the more wide open, you know, offensive style that they played the last game. I don't know. I mean, he was basically very, very close, like at least in the supporters' minds of being benched. Okay, that's how poor he was playing. But Pahoy has, you know, had a very good game against Rebels, scored two goals. Probably should have scored four that particular game. And you asked me about Gomez. Gomez is a terrific midfielder. He may be injured, and he may be on the injured list for the Toronto game, so he may not be playing. You know, he may not be suiting up. I heard some rumors that he may not even be making the trip to Toronto, so he may not even be an issue for you guys.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens on Tuesday. You know, a couple of other names I think people are familiar with. Brian Carroll, who's been in MLS a long time. I believe he's played against the Rhinos in the Open Cup for Columbus, if my memory serves me right. He's a very, very talented MLS player. And also from Chris Albright. I don't know if he's hurt or not. He's another player with a lot of MLS experience. And of course Chase Harrison. We just had him on the show earlier, and he's not making the trip to Toronto. So I know he really wants to play against his former club, the Rhinos. So that'll be an interesting choice for Coach Nowak. But I want to ask you, Coach Nowak, obviously very experienced. He played for the Chicago Fire against the Rhinos in the Open Cup in 99 when the Rhinos beat the Fire, the reigning MLS champions. He played the whole match for them. So I know he's very aware of what the Rhinos can do in the Open Cup. So you think he's going to put out good chance he'll be putting out the Union's best lineup, and so it's really going to be a test for the Rhinos against the top team instead of putting out, you know, the second squad?
Well, it was funny, Andrew, because you basically, I thought you were reading through our injury list, all the players that you mentioned. So you're right. Harrison's not playing. McMaster also has concussion-like symptoms, the starting keeper, okay? So I don't know if he's going to play. Andy Carroll, like you said, is a wonderful holding midfielder. And I guess I would say he's the de facto captain at this point. It's not officially named the captain, okay? He's a quality player, has been around a long time, and they really need some veteran leadership. Like I said at the outset of the interview, Nowak in his weekly press conference announced that he was going to play his first team, okay? He was not going. My feeling is that it'll probably be a sprinkling of some veterans and some guys that probably don't see a lot of time. Just because, as you know, I mean, I wouldn't even be surprised, if they have certain players designated to play in the cup games, like they do in Europe, you know? So right. I would say they're going to go for it. There's no doubt they're 0-2 in the history of the cup. And they, like I said before, it's the first cup game in Philadelphia. And if they're going to have problems with attendance, which they probably will for a midweek game, even though Rochester's a strong team, it's a midweek game, it's not a league game, I think they really want to put their best foot forward, where this could be, you know, not good financially for them down the road if they fall out of this cup match. So I think they have a lot to play for. It's been a very disappointing year, and like you said, a cup run could basically, you know, light the fire and ignite the team, you know, to something special, because right now it's been kind of a very bad, you know, first quarter of the season.
WYSL Avon Rochester.
Well, Joe and I were looking at the potential next opponent for either Union or the Rhinos, and it's turning again into the DC United, Joe, the DC United Invitational. Every year
we draw
DC United, and the game would be either in DC, or if Richmond can pull an upset this coming Tuesday, the game would be in Richmond. I certainly would love to play the Kickers there, much rather than the United. But Joe, I know we've had terrible trouble against United in the past. I'm sure if Union wins, Erica, you guys would relish the chance to play DC United again. There's not no love lost between those two franchises.
Well, that's certainly true. I mean, I believe they knocked us out on PKs last year in the cup, if I remember correctly. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, we've had real problems with DC over the years. Even last year when they were kind of down, you know, we've always had problems with them. So, yeah, I think who's going to be home already decided, or is that going to a hat?
Yeah, it's going to be in either the Maryland Soccer Complex, the great facility that I was there a couple years ago when the Rhinos were in the semifinals against United. I mean, it's a nice facility, but it's out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And it's where the Washington Freedom used to play in the WUSA back in the day. So, but I think Richmond's a strong team too. There's a former Rhino, Matthew Delicott, plays for them, and they won the cup in 95, so they certainly have a cup pedigree. They've made some runs recently in the Open Cup, so it's going to be in Richmond that match, and it's, you never know what's going to happen. Just look at what happened with Eric Winalda's team. You know, Cal FC goes in to Wilmington and beats the Hammerheads 5-0.
Right,
anything
right.
can happen.
Aren't they? Don't they have a big game? Wasn't there a strange draw for Winalda's team also?
They play Portland.
You're right. They play the Timber. Right. That should be those two coaches. That should be an interesting game, huh?
Yeah, it should be very. I love the cup. I always have. I just wish they would go to a full blind draw and not regionalize it. At least when the MLS teams get in. I mean, I'm still hoping for the day the Galaxy come here so we can, of course, Dave Sarakin is the assistant coach. He's from Rochester, but a guy named Beckham, I think, would pack the stadium as he did in Montreal recently. You know, 60,000 people came basically to see him, and he didn't disappoint. But, Eric, before we let you go, I have to ask you about what happened in the Champions League final and the resulting loss of the cup, the Champions League spot for Spurs, which is your team. I've said on the show last week, I said I think it's wrong that Spurs got knocked out. I think that the champions should get in on their own merit and not affect the other teams in their country with regards to berths. And Spurs earned it. They earned a shot to get in the Champions League qualifying, and it was taken away from them. So I feel your pain, believe me.
It's thank you very much. Yeah, it was, you know, it was very Spurs-esque is all I can say as a Spurs fan. Okay, it's not, you know, these things happen. It's funny, in the Champions League match, we were the only team not playing that had something at stake there, you know, so it was very interesting. I mean, you know, I'm proud of the team for finishing fourth, because to me that was the Champions League spot. That's what you shoot for at the beginning of the year. I think that, you know, I mean, Blatter even said that they're going to cure this problem, because he even said this is a bad thing. You know what I mean? This shouldn't happen. And wouldn't you think that it would be easily? It's a goal line technology to me. It's very easily cured. You have Chelsea play. You have the champion, whoever the champion is, it would be Chelsea here. You have Chelsea play Spurs at Wembley. You get a huge turnout. You get a huge gate, and you make it part, you know, an entry into the Champions League, you know, qualifying game. That way, you know, they're both in the tournament. Let them decide it on the field. I mean, it seems like a no brainer to me. I don't know.
I think again, the champions should get in on their own merit and let the league spots happen. There's 57 spots. It's not like there's an even number anyway, Joe. I mean, the champions should get the spot and then just let everything shake out. I know that, I mean, if an Italian team had won and they had knocked out one of the, if Udinese had gotten knocked out, yeah. I mean, they would have been up in arms.
I know.
Well, but you don't think this is, I mean, I guess there's an argument to be made, guys, for the champion of the European Champions League, you know, to have a chance to defend their title, I guess. You know, I understand that. But why do that to the detriment of a team that earned the right into the tournament for the next year, the next tournament? So, you know, I can see both arguments. And, you know, being my team, it's really brutal. And I just hope Spurs plays to win the Europa Cup this year instead of kind of laying down like I thought they did last year in Russia, you know, and kind of gave it away. Not important, you know, concentrating on the league and fourth place, so, you know, no D goes unpunished, you know? We got fourth place, and we're in the Europa League anyway. So,
well, Joe, I know that the fans in Philadelphia have an extra special treat this year because the MLS All-Star game is going to be in Philadelphia, and you know who the opponents are for the MLS All-Stars.
Exactly.
It's Chelsea, yes. So they'll be playing the Champions League. Now, Eric, are you going to be wearing your Spurs gear and cheering against Chelsea in that match?
I would have been anyway, but certainly now. Yeah, I will be. I was kind of hoping that they were going to name Spurs to be coming. You know, I remember when they named it was before the Champions League. I mean, if you remember a month ago, Chelsea was a darn disappointing team up to about a month ago, you know? And all of a sudden, now they're on top of the world, and now they've got to somehow decide whether they're going to get rid of Di Matteo, who just happened to win the double with the FA Cup and the big Champions League trophy. So I don't know how the guy loses his job based on that performance.
But. Well, he lost the job already?
No, not yet.
No, I think, you know, that, you know, whether he will or not. I can't imagine how he could, Joe, but, you know, the big money here, the Sheik's money, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, it's not the Sheik, it's Roman Abramovich, it's the Russians' money.
Oh, I'm sorry, right, I'm sorry, Roman, yeah, you're right.
I can tell you one thing, Eric, Andrew has been flying high,
ever since
Chelsea pulled their astounding victory.
That's right. Well, all I have to say is I think it all comes down to one thing, Pep Guardiola. That's the guy who Abramovich wants, and now Pep says he's open to offers. So Roman has said that he would make Pep the highest-paid coach in the history of football if he comes to Chelsea. So I don't know. I think it should be. I think Di Matteo should stay. I think he pre-earned it. He has their players' respect. He plays a style. His coaching style is very akin to Chelsea's way of playing, the defense first. And I think it's a great. He's played for. He's a Chelsea man. He played for Chelsea. Played some great moments with the club. I think he deserves it. But It's all up to the man with the money.
And he speaks English besides that.
That's right. He does speak English.
Well, I cordially invite you guys, if you're interested, to be my guest for the All-Star game. I have some tickets for the show. If you want to come down and see your Blues, Andrew, I got a ticket for you, okay?
I am seriously considering it. All
very
depends
interesting.
On work.
Oh, you
I've,
are
I've seen
you guys
him play in England.
Don't worry, I got some connections down here. We'll be able to get you in.
I've seen him play at Stamford Bridge and seen him play at Selhurst Park when they faced Wimbledon back in the day when they played at Crystal Palace's home park. So I've seen him twice, but this would be obviously seeing I've never seen the All-Star game, so that would be – I could see Mr. Beckham out. Well, of course, Beck will probably be playing with the Olympic team at that point, but it will be a great match irregardless coming up at the end of July. But Eric, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it. We look forward to tomorrow's match as we tape this between Union and the Rhinos. We'll see what happens. We have the best team win, like Joe said.
Wait, I appreciate that, but wait, before you go, I think we have some unfinished business. Don't I have a chance to go double or nothing on our bet last year? I have to give you odds, I guess, or something, right, this year?
All right. For those of you who don't remember, last year in the WPS final, it was the Flash against Philadelphia Independence. Eric and I had a little wager of Philadelphia pretzels versus, it was hot dog. I think it was Salem's hot dogs because we got to use our sponsor's hot dogs. But we will, I think we can do that. I think that'll be fine. So, people out there, this is just a friendly little wager. It's like governors do. You know, governors do the same thing when they have their teams playing in the finals. So,
thanks, guys. Love the show. Keep up the great work.
Thanks.
Bye
bye.
Thanks.
Bye bye, guys.
Cheers.
Eric Nash, the host of Vuvuzela, a soccer radio show in Philadelphia, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And when we come back, we'll be finally joined by Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll talk about Euro 2012 and this coming Sunday's big match between the United States and Canada at BMO Field. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Western New York Flash are back in 2012 for another exciting season of professional women's soccer. The next Flash home match will be Saturday, June 9th at Salem Stadium against the New England Mutiny. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash tickets are on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh, Northfield Commons. Go see Tony and Michelle there. And, of course, the U.S. national team, a lot of matches coming up. Get your U.S. national team, U.S. soccer gear at Top Notch Monogramming. Number to call is 248-2650. Dick, how are you doing today?
Good, Andrew. It's a lovely day here in Toronto. Hopefully it'll be similar weather when we have the U.S. national team coming here on June 3rd.
Yeah, let's talk about that. It's a big match. It's been a long time since the U.S. has played up in Canada, hasn't it?
It has been, yeah, and in fact, it's also a very special game because the first international soccer match played on Canadian soil was in Montreal at Alexandra Park in 1912. And the Canadian team wore royal blue rather than the red, and Canada won 1-0, but I think it's going to be a little bit tougher this time around.
It's going to be a great match. I wish we could go, but unfortunately, you know, the other commitments. But I know a lot of people from Rochester are planning on going up. It's the closest the U.S. national team has ever played to Rochester.
So. I know. Just unfortunately, we can't go because, you know,
no,
you
missed a good one. I think the atmosphere will be great, and it's a special game for, obviously, Canada with the centennial this year. They're doing lots of events, and this is one of the key ones.
I guess it's sold out already, right?
I'm trying to think. I was talking to one of the officials from the CSA. I think they saw about 15,000 tickets at the moment, if memory serves me correctly. It always takes me a little bit longer to think about those things, Joe. But they're hopeful of obviously getting a full house. But at the moment, it's, I think, closer to 15,000. So there's still tickets available for those fans from Rochester that want to come up and support the Stars and Stripes.
And I believe there is a special U.S. Soccer fan section at BMO Field. If you go to ussoccer.com, you can buy your tickets in the U.S. supporter section, which I think would be a good thing. It's going to be a great atmosphere. I think both teams getting ready for World Cup qualifying, so I think it's going to be a very intense match. Jurgen Klinsmann really wants to do well in this five-game tournament, he's calling it, with the match against Scotland, Brazil coming up on Wednesday, a huge match in Baltimore, and then the match against Canada before going into the qualifying against Antigua and then in Guatemala.
It's certainly an excellent preparation for what should be two relatively straightforward wins in World Cup qualifying, but having said that, certainly, there's going to be some upsets, I think, in the CONCACAF qualifying, and hopefully it will involve the States and Canada progressing through to the final six.
That would be excellent. We'd certainly love to see that. Then we'd have another match up in Toronto that we could go to between
them. Well, yeah, we're trying to get you up here, Andrew. You and Joe, it'd be great to see you at BMO Field, that's for sure.
Well, I would love to come.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great facility, and I've been there a couple times, and I'm looking forward. I always love to go to Toronto anyway, not just for soccer, but for many other things. But let's put the U.S. and Canada aside and talk a bit, Dick, about the upcoming Euro tournament 2012 in Poland and Ukraine starts on June the 8th, and it's going to be a great tournament. And I think there's such a great representation of teams across Europe. Of course, you got the two hosts in the game, and you've got the group of death, Group B, we're going to talk about. But let's start with Group A. Poland, Greece, Russia, and the Czech Republic. I think on the talk is that is the weakest of the groups. And I tell you, the way Peter Cech is playing right now, I would not bet against the Czech Republic topping that group.
No, I think when you've got quality in between the posts, and Petr Cech has proved it with his performances for Chelsea, they still got a few problems in attack, and there's still some question marks with Michal Bilek, the coach who's taken over. And as we know, they qualified through the playoff route against Montenegro. But if you're organized defensively, and they obviously need a good result in that first game against Russia, which will be a test to see who finishes first in that group.
The good thing is, Joe, all these matches will be on ESPN or ESPN2. They start either 12 or 2:45 in the afternoon. I think a lot of people can be taking some time off work in the afternoon.
There'll be a few excuses, yeah, for certain games. There'll be a little bit of sickness, I'm sure, and people that are wanting to watch the games live. There's nothing like, I think, seeing a live game. If you tape it at home, you're bound to bump into somebody who will tell you the result before you get home to see the game that you've taped. So it's certainly going to be covered very well in the States and in Canada.
Well, you know, the thrill of watching a game live, I'm talking at the stadium, cannot be compared with watching it on TV. Because,
That's right.
The atmosphere, the frenzy of the fans.
And it's going to be great, Joey, because of the situation. You know, you obviously, with Poland, one of the two host countries along with Ukraine, high expectations that they will progress, but it's not going to be easy for Poland in Group A because Greece have shown under Fernando Santos that they can create a few upsets, and they were very impressive in qualifying. We know they'll be well organized, and they will, I think, be full value for a win possibly in that opening game against Poland.
It's going to be very interesting to see how the host country is doing. You know, we don't want to discount Russia. Russia was in the semifinals in the last Euro tournament. They lost to Germany, but it's going to be, I think it was Germany anyway, but Poland, I know there's a lot of Polish fans here in Rochester. They're all over the internet, and they are very, very excited. Some of them are actually going to Poland to see these matches. So
yeah.
I think the Poles are going
to
have a tremendous amount of support.
There's a large Polish community in Toronto and similarly. And it's great to see that kind of passion, and you hope that the host countries, both host countries, progress. That I think it might be a little bit easier for Poland to progress than the Ukraine in Group D.
Yeah, let's talk about Group D. As we mentioned then, Ukraine, the host country, along with England, France, and Sweden. England and France, just to have that match on television on a Monday at 12 noon, that's June 11th. Those two countries, whenever they play each other, it's war. And England and Sweden, they always seem to play in every tournament. They've matched up against each other, and the Swedes always do well against England. So I think that group, I think, is wide open, too.
Yeah, they do. I think France under Laurent Blanc have done exceptionally well, you know. And the thing that he's done, he's brought a little bit more professionalism into them after their, you know, all the things that happened in South Africa, which we won't go into, but there's certainly problems with the coach not being able to link and talk to the players, and his man management skills really suffer. So Dominic was out and Laurent Blanc came in, and he's done an excellent job. But that opening game will be the catalyst in Group D, and the winner obviously is in a good situation there to top the Group D and maybe try and avoid Spain coming out of Group C. But that England-France game on the 11th of June will be certainly one to watch.
Well, Joe, I know the match you're waiting to watch is Sunday, June 10th. It's Spain against Italy, the defending champions and the defending World Cup champions. Do you think the Italians have a chance, Joe?
I'm hoping that they do, but the reality is that Italy is not a proven team yet. He has called many people to select from, and the question is Balotelli, the question is Cassano, and those are the key points. The defense, I have to say that the defense, if Chiellini is playing, it's going to be a little bit better.
And Buffon, they've got Buffon between the posts.
Yeah, but, well, I have to say this, that what makes a goalie great is a great defense in front of him.
Yeah, I think Italy, traditionally we always expect, you know, quality defending from an Italian team. I think, you know, the question mark probably is in attack, and Prandelli has talked about work in progress and looking possibly down the road at Brazil 2014, but I've been impressed by what he has done given that there's not the quality of players up front that he's had in the past.
Exactly.
That's right. The other two teams in that group, Ireland and Croatia, I think they're definitely, I think, the teams on the outside looking in. I think Italy, Spain, I think, are the two favorites. But the other group, Group B, my goodness, what for the fans, it's an unbelievable group. For the teams, it's going to be brutal. The Netherlands, Denmark, Germany, and Portugal. There's going to be some great soccer in Group B, and it's going to be a thrill to watch it.
It really is, isn't it? When you look at the individual players that play on those teams, and Germany and Netherlands, always great competition between those two countries because of the rivalry over the years, and we've seen with regards to whether it's World Cups or European Championships, that there's always a great rivalry between those two. And I would expect Germany and the Netherlands actually to come out of this group. I think Portugal will be strong. Paulo Bento has done well. He's got a Ronaldo. But it's a difficult group to come out of. Denmark over the years have always been a surprise team, and Martin Olsen arguably is the most experienced coach in the tournament, and tremendous team spirit, but they're in a tough group. To come out and eliminate either Germany or the Netherlands, the progress from this group will be tough.
Well, Denmark needs a result, I think, in that first match against Holland, that Germany-Portugal match on the 9th. Oh, there's going to be a lot of people watching that one. I think
and it's so
Ronaldo,
important, guys, isn't it? If you're playing three games, you've got to start off on a good note. You can't afford to have a heavy defeat in your opening game because that puts you behind the eight ball. And there's some important, you've referred to, Joe talked about, Spain, Italy, the opening game in Group C, France, England in Group D, Russia and Czech Republic in Group A. There's, really interesting matchups, and there's going to be no walkovers. Even the teams that we've maybe discounted, such as the Republic of Ireland, have shown, great fan support, tremendous team spirit, and on their day they can cause some problems. Why not, Joe? Giovanni Trapattoni, the Italian coach, has done so well in British football.
There are no minnows in this tournament. Every team that's there is a strong team, and you cannot count out the hosts because they're going to have the biggest fan support. That's why I think it's going to be one of the best tournaments in recent memories. So it starts on June 8th, and I know, Dick, you'll be watching, I'll be watching, Joe will be watching, and we'll have commentary throughout the tournament here on the show. So, Dick, thanks again for being on, and we will talk to you again next week.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and that's going to do it for our show, Joe. Went by just like that.
Well, Andrew, I hope that you have a great time on this Memorial Day, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. We're going to thank our guests, Jace Harrison, also Amy Cicero from the Philadelphia Union, and Eric Nash from the Uzella Soccer Show. Check that out as well. And also the Rhinos, of course, in action Tuesday against the Union at 7:30, and then heck home on Saturday at 7:05 against the Richmond Kickers, who we may be playing in the Open Cup in the fourth round. We'll see what happens. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for our next live edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salem's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.